inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Glad you could join us again this week.
Hopefully you had a good week since we last talked to you.
I had a decent week.
Did you know?
It was very busy, as usual.
I would say it was very, very busy.
Yep.
But anyways, let's get on with the show.
All right, fine. No more small talk for you.
No more small talk. Let's just do it.
All right, let's start with a interesting story.
Okay.
Right. On Thursday, while at the National Prayer Breakfast, Trumperdink announced the creation of a White House faith office that will be headed by Paula White.
He's creating this position, is what you're saying?
So there has been a White House office of faith and things for a long time, right?
Okay.
This was different.
Okay.
Usually, like, Biden turned it into, like, this community-based thing that had faith in it.
Okay. Right? Uh-huh.
This is 100% a faith office.
In the White House.
Yeah. And it's insane.
Where it's separation of church and state and shouldn't be in the White House.
Right. His is specifically a Christian faith office.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
So it's just to show face also.
Yes.
Because that man is not religious.
Not at all.
Not one damn bit.
Anyway. I wanted to talk a little bit about Paula White,
okay.
who is going to be heading up this faith office. That name should be familiar to most of you.
Sure.
She was Trumperdink's spiritual advisor for most of the first term, right? And she's got some other history that we're going to kind of get into.
Oh, I'm sure she does. They always
do. She's got a Potter-like history, but I didn't want to make her a Potter.
I could imagine. That's kind of where I was thinking.
And it may not surprise you, she once called the entire BLM music movement as Antichrist.
That's not surprising either.
Nope. Which is an odd statement for a white woman who came to her notoriety by being the leader of a historically black megachurch.
Oh, it was a megachurch?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Well, that's pretty freaking hypocritical of her.
Yeah.
Just toss anyone under the bus. She doesn't care what it takes to get to the top.
Which she has quite a history, though.
Uh-huh.
So she became the leader of this church only after the previous pastor, a black man, died from what are being called mysterious circumstances.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently the church wanted to hide everything, so they didn't want the toxicology report released.
Whoa, is they can do that? I guess they
I don't
can
know.
Do that.
I guess they did.
Odd. And holy crap.
Yeah, she also had a show on BET for a while.
I was going to say, she sounds like a show.
Yeah. I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah.
So this white woman is the head of a majority black church.
That is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have issues with this whole position in the White House, period.
Right. Well.
And let alone apparently now knowing a little more about her, what did she kiss to get to that position?
Well, obviously the orange guy.
The orange guy. But.
And then she turned racist after that. That's the weirdest part.
Well, yeah. That's what
It's fine for a white woman to lead a black church, right? Don't care.
Yeah. No.
But then to turn around and be as racist
as
possible.
But to do that, that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Well, okay, maybe it does. Because everyone just is, I don't know. I guess everyone around Trump, I could say, or excuse me, Trumperdink.
Trumperdink.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever body they have to climb over to get to the top is all that matters. So maybe back in the day, before her publicity, I guess you could call it, she was
I don't know.
Okay, I want to say a better person, but probably that's probably not true. Not. But at the same time, since then, it just sounds like she's just crawling over anyone she can to get to the top.
Right.
And obviously kissing Orange Butt's face in order to get whatever position she's getting now.
All right. But enough about how a racist white woman became a multimillionaire selling bullshit to the African-American community.
See, there it is. It's about the goddamn dollar.
Right. I do want to talk about this new faith office like you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I don't know what it's supposed to mean. What,
well, I was going to say, what does that do?
Don't know yet.
I was going to say, what is the point of it?
We don't honestly know because he released this during a speech at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Right? He started talking about it.
He rants.
Yes.
Like, all the time.
Right. And he basically announced it there.
Okay.
So
it's another damn position he's making up again.
Right. But
okay,
based on the speech, there will be a task force.
What?
That will target anti-Christian bias within the federal government.
Excuse you?
Anti-Christian bias.
What the hell is that supposed to mean exactly?
I wish I knew.
Okay, so I'm not just being stupid.
To me, anti-Christian bias means we're not going to let you be a asshole.
To me, if they're hunting anti-Christian bias, that means anyone who's not Christian?
Kind of, or anybody that calls out.
Anyone who says anything that's not Christian-like.
But the problem is...
They don't...
Not Trumperdink Christian-like.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Or Vance Christian-like. So if you're not...
Oh, so if we're not like that.
If we're not racist enough to be in their Christian group.
Oh, okay. So,
if we're not bigoted enough, right?
Okay.
If we're not anti-trans enough.
See, my head doesn't go there, so... Right?
That's the anti-Christian
bias.
So
it's all this goddamn woke shit. Is that what you're
saying? That's what they're saying.
Oh,
If you're pushing DEI, you're obviously anti-Christian.
So what does that mean? They're going to round them up again? Is that what they're saying?
I don't understand.
Because you say
a
task force.
It's a task force.
To me, that means muscle.
Right.
And so... The plan is basically anyone who has a different view on things is a no-go.
Right. So here's part of what he said.
Okay.
That the mission of task force will be to immediately hold all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible. Right. That's what he said.
I know. Yeah.
The IRS, the FBI, and FBI and other agencies. But okay. Didn't give any examples of any anti-Christian bias.
And I'm confused. He will be immediately hold all forms of this anti-Christian crap? So what does that mean?
I don't know.
This is stupid.
I don't know what this anti-Christian bias he's talking about.
And not only that, what is his plan for stopping it? For stopping someone to have a different opinion than them, well, I guess I could say.
Obviously fire them.
Okay, so this is just basically like anyone within the government, if they have any say that isn't on their line of what they want to hear,
right.
You're out. Well, so, actually, if you think about it, that's kind of what's going on already anyways.
Exactly. So in the words of Marjorie Taylor Greene, he's creating his own gazpacho.
Gazpacho.
Those of you who've been around for a while.
Don't even get me started on that woman. This is just... balls out nuts. I mean, if you really think about it, it's we're living in like this weird, I want to say cartoon world, but that's not right either. Just this made up thing that you would never have seen coming. Because, you know, everyone uses Idiocracy. We've surpassed that.
Oh, yeah. We're way past Idiocracy.
Well past that.
Yeah.
And we're in a whole new genre of crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the sad part, it's only been like 2.5 weeks.
I know.
So can you imagine finishing out the 4?
No.
And hoping he does stop at 4?
Yeah.
But anyways, that's a whole nother nut craziness.
And he did form a commission on religious liberty.
Of course he did.
Right. And then criticized the Biden administration for the persecution of anti-abortion advocates.
Oh, jeez.
Which he pardoned 10 of them last week who were involved in an invasion and blockade of a D.C. reproductive health clinic.
What is wrong with this person?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously. The nastiness that is coming from the whole government right now, the whole Trumperdink genre or dynasty or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Oh, they're trying to make it a dynasty.
I know, that's kind of where I was going with that. But it's just, it's mind-boggling how out of control it is and how just snowballing it is, and nothing is stopping it. And here's the sad part. The fact that they're going after anything decent, equality. Yeah. I mean, what the hell is wrong with equality?
Right.
And as far as, say, transgender or what have you, what the F does it matter what someone else does with their own life?
I agree.
Stay the frick out of it and leave people alone. Let them be who they want to be, and you be who you want to be, and just stop there.
Right.
I don't understand the nastiness, the ugliness. It's really like I want to punch somebody. It's just bullshit.
All right. Speaking of somebody I want to punch.
Okay.
Let's talk about our own wonderful governor.
Oh, boy. Fun times.
I'm going to talk, because you said punching, which brought up to mind something that he did a long time ago.
Oh, was that him?
Yeah, our body slamming governor.
Yeah, our governor, Gianforte.
Right.
I forgot that
was
him.
Yeah, he body slammed that reporter years and years ago.
Yeah, he body slammed a reporter back up in Whitefish, which was, and then everybody voted him in.
Yeah. Like, okay. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Aside from that, he decided to have an unconstitutional prayer event at the state capitol. In the state capitol. Not just at the capitol, but in the capitol building.
Again, what the hell do they not understand about separation of church and state?
I don't know.
This isn't something new.
Again, they don't believe it exists.
Well, and again, they don't give two fricks.
Even if
is
they
what
do.
It is.
Yeah, they don't care
because right now all they see is they are unstoppable.
Right.
And that's across the entire 50 states kind of a deal.
Right.
For anyone trying to squeeze things in why they can. Why Trumperdinks got it all.
Like I said last time, my news feed is just inundated with all this stuff.
It's like,
every story that I cover on here, like all these laws that I've covered, it's happening in a dozen other states like a week later.
And part of the thing is with Trumperdink in office, they are trying to throw in as much as they can, as fast as they can, because something's going to squeeze through. And the more that squeezes through, the more things get changed. And by the end of these 4 years, this will not look like the United States of America.
Right.
This is going to change everything. And I got news for you. Whoever gets in next, I have my opinions. I truly hope we need to revamp the Constitution a bit so this kind of crap doesn't ever happen again.
This is getting ridiculous.
And as far as any Republicans that are in office who don't agree with this, they really need to start stepping up and saving our democracy, because it's dying.
It is.
It's dying quickly. Anyways, I did a rant again.
That's what we're here for.
Go. Just go.
Anyways, so I'm going to talk a little bit about the prayer meeting. You got me so distracted.
See, I did it again. I keep doing that.
So Gianforte, he spoke at the meeting, right? And he delivered a speech emphasizing faith and traditional values.
Oh, Lord.
Right? The lieutenant governor gave a closing prayer. A state auditor led a prayer for military and first responders. The clerk of the Montana Supreme Court led a prayer for Montana's economy.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe they shouldn't have voted for the person who's going to ruin us with tariffs.
Yeah, right.
Secretary of State led a prayer for health. The mayor of Lodgegrass led a prayer for Native American communities.
That's unusual.
That's weird.
That's unusual. Right?
And the superintendent of public instruction led a prayer for educational leaders, teachers, and students. And
a lot of prayers.
Right. There was all this worship music. There were all these.
So it was like a church session.
It was a church session.
Uh-huh.
It really was in the state capitol.
It's gone. There's no such thing as not having religiousness within our government grounds.
So
it's gone.
With that many elected officials, so all these people are elected. They're not appointed. Every single one's elected.
Right.
Being in the state capitol, this is an absolute endorsement of a religion.
You think?
Right. Which they can't do.
But they're doing it, and no one's stopping them.
Right.
That's why. And it's a sad thing to see. I am fine with people being religious.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with it. Everyone has every right to do and believe whatever they choose. But why the F do they need to keep shoving it down your throat? And regardless of that, government is no place for anyone's religion. Anyone's. I don't right. care what freaking religion it is. I don't care.
Right.
It does not belong in government, period.
Right.
And it's not going after your religion. It's not harassing it. It's not trying to take it away. It's keeping it separate from government.
Right.
The two do not mix. It's oil and water. They should not be together.
Right.
And I have a very big problem with that.
Well, here's the problem. With guys, people like this who went to this prayer meeting, obviously, there's a lot of them that honestly believe that if you're not actively pushing Christianity, you're pushing atheism.
That makes no freaking sense whatsoever.
Right. J.D. Vance basically said as much in a speech earlier this week. Over. That if you're not... not exactly those words.
Right. No, I get right? that. Yeah.
I was about this funds from the USAID department, right?
Okay.
Saying because they weren't actively pushing Christianity, right? They were funding secular things. Then they were obviously pushing atheism.
That makes no logical sense. Read a book.
Right. That is their viewpoint, is that if we're not pushing Christianity, we're pushing atheism. If you're not talking about religion,
that's a really dumb statement.
Right? If you're not talking about religion, then obviously you're against religion.
To me, that just says if you have to advertise as hard as you're advertising, obviously your faith is weak. Your religion must be weak,
right?
That you need to push it, push it, push it, right. push it.
And if you have to use state funding, state resources.
Don't even get me started.
Right?
On that.
Like in this, they're using the mm-hmm. Capitol building as their prayer meeting. Take it to a church. I don't care. All these people go to church and worship all they want.
That's what it's for.
But don't do it on government time mm-hmm. in a government facility.
That taxpayers of all faiths and religions have put into this right. facility.
Right. We pay taxes.
Yep.
Right. Now, our taxes just went for a prayer event.
Yeah, that burns my biscuits. Let alone if they start putting crap in schools.
Well,
that's really going to burn my biscuits.
It's getting worse and worse.
I know. And that's what's very concerning.
Right.
Don't even... I'm telling you, it's not going to look the same.
It's not. Anyway, let's move on to what I've called the Bud Bill.
Oh.
I think that's how you pronounce her name. I don't remember.
B-U-D-D-E.
Yeah. Anyway, this story is... surrounds the Episcopal Bishop Marion Budd, who most of you will recognize as the person or the pastor from the National Cathedral the day after Trumperdink's inauguration gave the sermon, which told him, quit being a dick.
Oh, yeah. Right? She was awesome. I remember that. I watched that.
She basically said, you know, watch out for the poor and the immigrants and trans.
Yeah, please
you
care know, for them, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Don't be a dick is basically what she said.
Yeah.
Teachings of Christ.
Right. And he just got all hot and bothered because she wanted you to protect the people that you are in charge of. That's all she wanted.
He's not the only person that had a problem with it, obviously.
I would say every freaking one of his minions probably did.
Right. Well, Representative Josh Beauchamp of Oklahoma introduced a resolution which has a lot of support among other Republicans and expresses a sense of the House that the sermon was a display of political activism and condemns its message. So,
because she is asking for equality and protecting minorities and poor and this. She's asking for freaking human decency.
Right.
This entire party right now, it's not every Republican, but the majority of who's in charge, let's go with that.
I mean, it's pretty much every Republican.
That holy nut crap that's going on.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with decent humanity?
No, there's no humanity anymore.
I don't understand. They're supposed to be this holier than now, go Christian, blah, blah, blah. And yet at the same time, they're the ones that are against freaking decent humanity. The hell are they supposed to be the good ones when they want to condemn equality or empathy or anything in that genre, but yet they're the good ones? I don't fucking think so.
Yeah. I just find it interesting that she's actually preaching the word of Christ, right? We're not atheists. We're atheists, right?
I'm interrupting you again.
But we understand that the teachings of Christ were the take the supernatural out of it, right? And most of the teachings of Christ were actually good things.
Yeah, they had good messages, which is what she's trying to portray to them. And that's what I don't understand. With their religion, she's only doing what the Bible and, you know, the teachings and everything is to be kind and care for people and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're taking... they're riding on this go Christian thing, but yet they're being the nastiest of what the actual religion was wanting in the first place.
Right.
So technically they're the ones that are being, I don't know, Satan, what, I don't know. They're the ones that are like anti-Christian.
Right. They're being anti-Christian.
They're being literally anti-Christian.
Right.
Because they're supposed to be good people.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Yeah. Well, this is still in the government oversight and reform committee, which is chaired by James Comer, which is a complete dick.
It's a new word but, right now.
Yeah. But it may not come through that committee because that committee's busy.
Uh-huh.
Focusing on important things.
Oh, sure they are.
Like the Biden family investigation.
Oh, my God. Let it go. Oh,
there's more. The Biden's influence on peddling timeline.
And
the Biden border crisis. This is what that committee is focused on. Biden.
What the hell? Can't they, like, do their job? I mean, they're voted in to get some shit done.
Yep.
But they're doing stupid crap like this that means nothing and has also already been proving there is nothing to find in the first place. So they are wasting all of the people who voted for them. They're wasting taxpayers' time. Get something done. What a waste of space.
Yep. But this bill is actually worse than any of the Biden investigation crap, right? Because that's going to go nowhere.
No, of course
this not. Bill could actually do something and it has some meaning behind it.
So... let me back up just a hair. What exactly is this bill?
It is condemning the speech, the sermon of a pastor in her own church. That's what I was about to get to.
Oh, so I get it.
And that's fine.
Okay.
Right? She did a sermon in her own church with her message from her Bible.
Okay.
Right? What this says is that the Republican government officials are willing to condemn the free speech of a religious person in their own religious community.
So they're literally just hunting her down is what they're doing personally.
They made King Trumperdink feel bad.
That is absolutely absurd.
That is exactly what is going on.
I can't tell
here.
You how many things that laws that is breaking, by the way.
All right. Which that goes to the next thing. What does this do for the future, right? So if this goes through and passes, that Congress can censor, right?
There's so many constitutional things that is breaking.
What's next? What's the next thing that they're going to talk about?
And that's what I'm saying by how this country is not going to look the same if they pass crazy ass shit like this.
Right.
Because now you are not allowed to speak your mind. You're not allowed to follow whatever religious beliefs you have and they'll hunt you down for it. I'm going to go 30s Germany.
Right.
Because that's the vibe I get all the
time.
If
they are willing to attack basically one of their own, what does that mean for our community?
Exactly. Right? And I was going to go there.
When we speak out against just any Christian problem, right? Not just, speaking about being nice or something, but when we actually start talking about the religion and how bad it actually is.
Right.
What does that mean for people like us?
They round you up and put a star on you. I mean, I don't know. It's anyone who speaks out against what they believe. They just want to round them up and toss them out.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially what they're doing. Anything that doesn't align with Trumperdink's whole stupidness, all his belief. And it's not just him, it's the people that are right around him,
right?
Because they're kind of playing him like a puppet. They are. I'm sorry, he's stupid.
Yes, he is.
He's really dumb, and everybody around him is running things. And I think that's where the problem lies, is the fact that they're the ones that are getting these things through or trying to get them through. But the sad part is they are getting
through. They are getting through. All these laws are going through.
And they're wanting to get rid of everyone who does not follow what they want.
Right.
So anyone who speaks out, speaks up. And here's the kicker. Majority of it is just about being kind.
Yeah.
It's literally about being kind.
Right.
In whatever form that is, whether that's, you know, kind for letting someone love who they love, or it's kind just to treat people with dignity.
Right.
Any of it, they are against. That to me is mind-boggling that they're running on a party where that's their goal, and it's out loud. It's not like they're hiding
it. They used to hide it.
It's not like they're trying to be secret about it. It's out loud, and it's acceptable. And I think that that's absolute, I was going to say bullshit, but the fact it's no longer like, it used to be like a taboo kind of thing that you had to hide it and you just didn't want to say what you thought out loud. But I don't care what anyone says. Ever since Trumperdink ran for the first time, that's when the nastiness started coming out.
Right.
It that was the start of it, where people started just being nasty like that. And I don't understand why everyone is riding that train and following them and saying that this is okay. What happened to people?
I don't know. Trumperdink allowed them to be who they want to really be.
How can you be like that and think that that's okay? And when do we hit bottom that people stop acting like this and treating people like this? And here's the other thing. When you watch anything that goes on in our government, it's embarrassing the way they behave.
Yep.
It is so embarrassing to the rest of the world how they behave in government.
I know.
It's acceptable and it's okay. Oh my God, our forefathers, I think, would like have 7 massive heart attacks.
I know.
If they were to wake up today and see what it is.
They would.
And just keel over.
Yep.
It's just frustrating.
All right. I got another thing out of Idaho.
Yeah.
It's a new law that introduced that would require the reading of the King James Bible every day in public schools.
No.
Not only that, it's labeled as an emergency bill.
What? How is that an emergency bill?
Well, that means it would be enacted the moment it's signed into law because it's an emergency.
How is that an emergency?
It's a spiritual emergency.
That's a thing.
There's not enough Bible in the classrooms. That's an emergency.
It's called public school for a reason. And then there's private schools for a reason. Right. Keep your crap in your own lane.
Yep. So this is, I've seen a lot of these kinds of bills. In fact, I think we covered one a few weeks back.
Getting more and more of them, yeah.
This one is kind of weird.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to read parts of it to you.
Okay.
Right. Line 1 says the Bible is the most important book in the world, molds public morality, impacts history, and contains unequaled literary value.
Wow. I'm going to go, that's an opinion.
That's bullshit, too.
Well, that's
an opinion. Unequaled literary value?
The most important book in the world? Are you kidding?
Okay. No. None of that.
No. Okay. Emergency my ass.
Okay. King James Version of the Bible is the best-selling book in world history and has an immeasurable impact of Anglo-American culture and the English language.
Really?
Okay. Maybe it's the most important, or the
I was going to say, don't you say that.
Maybe it's the most best-selling book in the world history, right?
Sure.
Is it truly the best-selling book or the most bought book? Because there's two different things.
That is a good point. That is true.
Because the best selling means people are going out and buying it. Well, the most bought means people buy tons of it.
And also, you know, he's basing that on America, right? Most of America is Christian.
Right.
So, of course, you're going to sell a lot.
Well,
but either way, that does not make it A, an emergency, or B, let alone a bill whatsoever, that it needs to go in school.
Well,
nope.
Back to the best selling. That bothers me. Because, again, is it the best selling, which means people actively go out and buy a copy of it.
Okay.
Right? As opposed to the most bought, which people buy it in cases,
right?
And ship it off to be given away to people who don't really want it.
That is true, because they're always shoving it to right. people who may or may not want
right.
it.
These missions that go out, they always take cases and cases of Bibles.
That is correct.
If you give away millions of them, of course you're...
Here's another thing. You could also, like, whoever, I don't... could buy, like, tons of it just to have the numbers up. People haven't well, been able I mean, to do that. I'm just saying.
King James Bible's been around for a very long time. So, yes, in the history, it probably has been sold more
it's
than
just
any
because
other, right?
It's been, yeah, exactly. But
that's like saying Shakespeare is the most read person in history.
Regardless of any of that, how is that relevant for having this needed in school?
Right.
Not. It's not. It's not relevant whatsoever. No, it's a effing Bible. It doesn't go in school unless you're talking about a Christian private school.
Okay.
End of subject.
I know. Let's get on to the next line.
Ugh.
All right. The King James Version and the Revised Standard Version are widely studied and utilized by many diverse religions and denominations. Therefore, it's considered non-sectarian. How is the King James Bible non-sectarian?
That is
it
funny.
It is the main
opposite of what they just said.
Right. So it is the main Bible used by the Protestant church,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily every church, which right. makes it sectarian on that. Just the fact that there's a new international version and there's a new this version, new that version. This version of the Bible is inherently sectarian.
It's like they're talking out of their ass. I swear to God. It's like they're just making up stuff so that it looks good on paper, I guess. Because it's literally the opposite of what they're flipping saying.
Okay. This is going to get you good too.
Ugh.
The next line. Daily Bible reading in school
nope.
without instruction or comment is part of the historical practices of early Idaho and other American states and is consistent with the original meaning and the history of the establishment called the United States Constitution.
No.
Again. So, yes, the Bible in early American history.
Of course it
right,
was.
When schools were also in the church.
Right.
They
weren't
real.
They were one-room classrooms held in the churches.
Generally, because it's the only... building
because
that
that's
could
the
hold
only
both.
Building, right?
And it wasn't truly public school back then.
No,
there wasn't.
It was almost like for me, I grew up Catholic, so it was almost like Sunday school kind of
yeah,
deal,
right?
If you want to call it that.
But original meaning and hit of the establishment clause?
No,
absolutely
they're totally
not.
Reaching, because this is a bunch of total BS. And I swear to God, if it passes, I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah.
What we need to do is follow up on any of these bills.
I try to keep up with
and
them.
And particularly, I'm more interested in when they're going into schools because.
Yeah, that's.
I'm
a big
sorry.
Deal.
That is just a bunch of BS. That is not going to happen or shouldn't happen, I should say. Because, no, they have a place for teaching your children that you want to learn Bible studies and things
right.
like that in school. Then there's public schools, which every freaking American pays taxes for. That is a bunch of horseshit if you put that in there.
Right.
You don't need it in both places. It's not like you're not getting a place to do
right.
this.
You have
if
your
you
own place.
If you want your children to do this, feel free to put the... Hell, I went to Catholic school because my parents wanted me to do that for whatever that short time. But at the same time, there's public school right next door.
Right.
So it's not like you need to run over the public school when you already have a place to take your children if that's what you choose.
Exactly.
And this is just horseshit.
Right. So how are they going to do this? You ask me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Selections from the King James Version, the New King James Version, or the Revised Standard Version, one of those three.
Really?
Right. Will be read each morning
nope.
of each instructional day in each occupied classroom in all
nope.
public school districts.
Nope.
Okay. Such reading shall be without comment or interpretation.
Oh, I'm commenting.
They're saying from the teachers.
I know what they're saying, but I don't care.
Each school district shall organize a daily selection in such a way that the entire Bible is read sequentially and completed over 10 school years. So they're going to read it from beginning to end over 10 years.
Holy shit. So basically kindergarten through 11th grade kind of a thing or first grade or for your entire educational career, essentially.
Yes. So kindergarten
no.
all the way
nope.
through. Right.
Nope.
So mm-mm. any question by any pupil relating to the Bible reading shall be referred to the pupil's parent or guardian. So they're not even allowed to answer questions. If you can't talk about it, don't teach it in school.
Then it's not educational.
It's not educational.
Because the whole point of education is to coerce and have feedback back and forth. And regardless of that crazy ass crap, no. No.
If this passes.
No.
If. I can't wait for the day when they get around second, third, maybe fourth grade, right? Depends on how they read it. And they get to the story of Lot and his daughters. How are they going to cover the fact that
there's a lot Lot's of stuff daughters, in the Bible that is not okay.
Right? So Lot's daughters got him drunk, slept with him so they could continue the human race.
I know. It's so gross.
Right? How about the Song of Solomon, which is basically porn.
I know. That's right? What I was going to say, right?
All right.
And then all the murders.
All the murders.
There's a lot of scary, nasty stuff.
Here's my favorite. What are they going to do when they get to the story of David and Jonathan?
Okay, refresh.
You're not very familiar with this.
I was going to say, you got to refresh.
So
on that
the
one.
Way the Bible is written in this is that David and Jonathan essentially have a gay relationship.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they go on about that kind mm-hmm. of stuff? Are you?
It's not written directly that way, but if you take the context, which they're always telling us, you got to take the Bible in context, right?
Yeah, right.
Jonathan is David's favorite friend. Uh-huh. He's always there. David never married.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I know. Two right? and two.
Okay. It's like Bert and Ernie. It's not open, but
I know
what's going on, right?
But again, technically, a majority of the stories in the Bible are not appropriate for children.
No, they are not.
And I don't care if they wait till they get older, you know, in the higher upgrades. But here's my point. They're freaking ripping books off of shelves for
right.
stuff. But this one's okay? Yeah. Have they read the Bible?
No.
Because
they haven't.
Jesus Christ, they should not be giving that, let alone teaching it to children. But either way, public school, end of subject, no.
Yeah.
It's a no. And like I was saying, I would like to find out and follow up on any of these bills that are trying to get through to public schools.
I have an alert with LegiScan, which gives me alerts.
So
I can follow specific
bills. Okay,
because
I am very wanting to know this because...
And I try to keep up with them, but
it's an absolute frick no. I mean, and again, I stick with the fact they have a goddamn school to put this shit in.
Right.
Leave the public schools alone.
Yeah.
It's not like we're banning them and saying, no, you can't teach this ever at all. There's a place.
Right.
So just stop. I don't understand why is it never enough. I just don't.
Yep.
Anyways.
I'm not talking to somebody else around here, all right? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
George Bailey.
George Bailey.
George Bailey. I'm so happy we get to do a George Bailey.
Yep. So I like doing George Bailey's because they renew my faith in humanity.
Oh, that would be lovely. However, it's so sad that there's more Potters than Baileys.
Yes, that's a problem.
Okay, tell me about it.
All right, so we're weirdly enough going to go to Mississippi for this.
Wow.
Right. And State Senator Bradford Blackmun for his new bill called Contraception Begins at Erection Act.
Now that's interesting.
Right. Yeah, you did hear that, right? It's not satire. This is not from The Onion, right?
It's a real thing.
But it's a real thing.
No kidding.
Right? Senator Blackmun's bill aims to make it unlawful for a person to discharge genetic material without intent to fertilize an embryo.
Okay, translate for me,
you little dumb person. You can't let your sperm go unless you're making a baby.
That's what I thought.
Right?
Okay, I just want to clarify that.
This includes all forms.
Every form.
Every form.
Even alone forms.
Except for... sperm donation.
Oh,
because that is intended to make an embryo at some point.
That is the whole purpose, right? Or collecting money.
So, obviously, they want to make tiny humans, right?
Uh-huh.
And if someone did discharge without the intent, they could take a serious fine. Like, first offense, I think it was $2,000, then $5,000, then $10,000 based on your offenses.
Okay, I have questions, but okay.
What questions?
How do you enforce said law?
I don't know. I mean, how do you honestly enforce most laws that are supposed to be
behind closed doors?
Behind closed doors.
Uh-huh.
Right?
They're stupid.
According to Senator Blackmun, his reasoning that he gave WLBT News is that most legislation around contraception and abortion focuses on women.
Correct.
and ignoring the male role in that process.
Well, good for him.
He says this is to highlight that imbalance and bring men into the conversation.
Nice.
He even anticipates saying, people can get up in arms and call it absurd, but I can't say that bothers me.
I like it.
Right? How many laws, how many protests, how many anti-abortion, anti-women things happen?
It's anti-women across the board.
Right? Think about it. A man can go anytime and get a vasectomy, all he wants. Right?
Right.
No questions asked, just get it done, snip, snip.
But yeah, he can no longer have babies now
right.
by doing this.
But if a woman at any stage in her life wants to go get a hysterectomy or get her tubes tied, right?
Nope.
The first question is, well, what if you want babies?
Yep.
And did you not ask the man that question?
And we have personal experience with that as far as people that we know that, you know, they know for a fact they have no intentions of wanting children, but they can't have anything done to stop that.
Not without their partner's permission.
Even so, even without the whole partner, just the fact that, let's say you're young, you're in your mid to upper 20s, they're going to say no.
Right.
You can't do that because you might want kids later or blah, blah, blah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. She doesn't get a choice is my point.
Right, right.
Even in her 30s, they'll still say that.
Right.
Always women anyways.
Yeah, I know. They always want to regulate women. Right.
I just don't understand that. Maybe they should have been a woman.
The pill was available for decades before they made it legal.
Right? Still it was allowed.
A big thing. Condoms have been around forever.
Yep.
Right? The bill itself is unlikely to become a law. And obviously enforcing it would be virtually impossible.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know. It'd be weird. I mean, how could you enforce such a law?
I don't see
because
how you
even with consensual sex, not everything is part of to make an embryo.
Yeah.
Right? You're not
timing it for.
Well, not just that.
And all that. But also the whole just one guy alone kind of situation. Right. How do you enforce that?
Right. I mean.
You don't know what they're doing behind closed doors.
Right. And you can't. And that's.
Think of a teenage boy.
I know. He's going to owe millions.
And here's another. That's funny. I just got that. But, I mean, he's not even old enough to have children.
Right.
But are you going to tell me he's not going to be doing that? And how would you enforce that in the first place?
Yeah, it's
have
still,
your parents tattletale on you when they catch you or something?
Well, your parents would be responsible for paying that bill.
Exactly.
So I don't know what you're going to do. potential for abuse and misinterpretation.
English.
Right. Is it, you can't do it. Right. Obviously, the bill is there
to raise
awareness.
Raise
it's not going to happen.
How it is all towards women and men are not held responsible in any way, shape or form.
Right. And that's the point. It's to make us ask uncomfortable questions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Raise that awareness. Right. Why are we focused so heavily on the female reproductive system and zero on the male reproductive system?
Yep. And
right.
Controlling everything that she does with her own body.
Right.
And how. It takes two to make a baby.
It takes two, right.
And let's say even there are situations where one, an abortion is absolutely medically necessary.
Right.
The husband and the wife need it to happen because he wants his wife or even girlfriend, they're not even married, to still be around and not freaking die, which is happening with a lot of these abortion crazy shit that's going on.
Right.
Women are bleeding out in parking lots and a lot of husbands are just heartbroken. Even if the significant other she lives, she can't have children a lot of the times because of the damage that it does. And it leaves both parents heartbroken.
Right.
Even if she can have children, he is going through so much because he's watching his loved one go through this unspeakable hell that any freaking man that made this goddamn law would never put their fucking self in that position.
I agree. It's just the attack on women's rights has been around forever, right? And it's almost 100% due to the Christian theology. Well, the religious theology,
well,
not just Christian.
Say,
it's all religion,
religion in
right?
general. It's religion. It's all faith. I mean, if you think about it, across the world, it's not just Christianity.
Right.
It's always controlling women's. Everything,
right.
If you want to say it. I mean, it's just, And here's the kicker part. I don't understand how, okay, yeah, I do understand, but imagine our world in a different genre.
Right.
Women would be worshipped because they create human life.
That's the way it should
be. Which is why I don't understand, okay, I do, because it was Christianity that took us to the dark times and crushed our science and development. And that's also what crushed women. Because in
They were pretty well crushed before then.
But if you think about it, in any other planet, I guess you could say, I'm thinking of that Quantum Leap show, or I don't know, think of something like that where it's like a
multi-dimensional.
Yeah, it's like a whole other world.
In the multiverse.
Anyways, women would be worshipped, or at least held on a higher tier than men, because of the fact that they're literally the only ones that would create life.
Right.
There is no men without a woman.
Right.
And it's just mind-boggling how they treat women. Equal. That would be great. You go and buy a woman's shirt, it's like, it's almost twice of what a man's shirt is. And it's BS. It's the same with anything. And these stupid pink women's tools crap. Are you kidding me? And those cost more than normal tools.
I know.
It's the same with women's hygiene products and stuff. They shoot those prices off the roof, and yet right. women have no control over needing those.
Right.
And they're not just required. There are, I have seen in some bathrooms that they're free, and those are usually in more progressive areas, and I'm like, kudos to them.
Yeah.
Because that's crap that it's not free. I mean, imagine being a teenage girl and you weren't expecting something and you have nothing with
it
you.
It should be considered healthcare.
Exactly. Exactly. It is healthcare. It's your
part
body
of your healthcare
that you have no say in whether it happens or not.
Right.
So the whole way women are treated in general is mind-boggling.
And that's what this bill is intended to show, is that the big difference in how our culture treats men and women.
It's amazing, actually. Yeah. I mean, if you were to like come from another planet to here and just the way women are treated, it's just crazy. Yeah.
But
I don't know.
On another note, I did find another bill that he had introduced that would have actually done some good.
Oh yeah, had. That's not
would
a good
have.
Thing. That's not a good thing.
That would be Senate Bill 2566, which would have removed depictions of the Confederate flag from the state capitol building.
Huh.
Not that it would have done great, but it would have been a step in the right direction.
Again, brick in the wall. Because all the bricks in the wall are tearing it down. There needs to be bricks to start building it back up.
Right.
Because, and I hate to say it, but over the next 4 years, there's going to be a lot more bricks falling.
Yeah, they're just coming out.
I just really hope they could be put back.
Right. But sadly, that bill died in committee.
Hence
it didn't even make it to the floor.
Because,
it's Mississippi.
Well, okay, that says something too. Yeah. But it's kind of everything that's passing. It's all the ugly stuff is having better chances of getting through. And if anyone even introduces anything that is slightly good or humane or anything, no, not even making it to the floor.
Like you said, every one of these stories we covered today, and most of the stories that we have covered since we came back, has been an erosion on the wall of separation.
Absolutely.
Every single story.
It's an erosion on the entire Constitution, not just separation of church and state.
Right.
They're breaking, they're burning the Constitution, essentially.
They are.
They're literally burning it one little piece at a time.
But they're using Christianity as their flame, right?
I know.
And that's how they're getting away with it, because they're like, well, we're just doing Christian stuff.
No, they're not.
Right?
No,
so,
they're not.
And that's how they're getting away with it, because these moderates are like, well, they're just doing Christianity.
Nope.
But they're not doing Christianity. They're doing some weird cult of Christianity.
If they were doing Christianity, they would be trying to help people.
Right.
Make the world good for people. Help, people be who they are. It would be the polar opposite of what they're literally doing. If they want to call, I'm just being a good Christian, or they're just being a good Christian, then freaking do it. Because this is not it. This is what they call the evil work. Because if you look back in the day, however far you want to take it back, it would literally be the evil work that they always fought against. They're literally doing exactly that. Had this been decades ago, they would have said that that's just evil. You're influenced by the devil or some weird crap like that.
I know.
And now this is the norm and this is okay to just treat people like crap and just burn them down, essentially.
Yep. That's what Trumperdink has brought us.
I know. His entire, all of them up there. I don't even know.
And what's sad is
them.
We know 100% that he is not a Christian.
Oh, that man doesn't know
New Testament from Old Testament. He doesn't know.
I think he would get lost if he walked in a church.
Right. He doesn't really know 2 Corinthians from 2 Corinthians. Which is, he actually made that mistake.
He doesn't even know what that word is.
I know.
The man, okay, on a side note, my family actually has known Trump since the early 80s.
Right.
The man has been a freaking dick since he was born.
Yeah.
And not one damn slice of religion has ever come from his mouth or his actions or anything.
Never.
He is anti. He's not anti because he doesn't care.
He is his own God.
Exactly. And he's been like that forever.
Yeah, I remember you.
He
stiffed your uncle.
Yes.
Well, he stiffed all his contractors.
I would say he stiffed all of them. But that's besides the point. When he walks in the room, all the help has to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He will not walk. And this is from the freaking early 80s, late 70s, that they literally have to leave the room if he's needing to go in that room.
Right.
They cannot be in there when he walks
in. Yeah,
he's
not allowed to be.
He literally
near the
has
peasants.
Thought he was God since he was a child.
Yeah.
And now that he's this old grown adult with power, which is mind boggling in itself, it's gone psychotically to his mental head. He's literally mentally not stable. And I don't care what anyone says. That's just a fact. And he's in power. Oh my God, he's in power. I swear to God, if I was like looking at this from say 1981 and you said that, I would have laughed. I said, that's so funny. That's a good joke.
I wouldn't have even seen that in the early 2000s.
No.
Right?
Exactly. And the fact that he's been president twice now.
Yeah.
And this time he has no holds barred. He has nothing stopping him.
Not one thing.
At all, which is why they're running over the Constitution like they're doing.
Right.
And it's going to be a very interesting 4 years, and I'm afraid it's going to be a very sad 4 years.
Sure sounds like it.
I know. But I guess we'll have to wait and see how the roller coaster is going to go.
I don't like roller coasters.
Yeah, I know you don't. And
I like
I'm
the merry-go-round.
Really, I'm really not liking this roller coaster at all.
Anyway, I think that's all the yakking I got this week.
I think that's enough ranting and craziness from myself for this week.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with more yakking.
So much yakking.
We always like to hear your feedback or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.